everyone, and welcome to the God Supper Podcast. In this episode, we will be talking about God in the garden and Lent and God. It all comes back to God. In the beginning of the Bible, in the book of Genesis, it reads that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. There is so much to unpack in this first line of the Bible. It begins with, in the beginning. And if we read that, then we must think that, well, if God, who has always been and always will be, and he will exist, he is the beginning and the end of everything, that if this was the beginning as time as we know it, he must have existed before time, outside of time. And this was the moment when he created everything. The earth, the heavens, the stars, everything we can see. He created matter. We exist solely because he thought of us and desired us to be with him. And likewise, we can trace creation back to love. It has been said that God did not need mankind to be happy. God is good. He is happiness and love itself. He has three parts of him. He is three in one and one in three. It's a riddle we will never understand in this life, but we will keep meditating and contemplating it, and so that we will know him better in the next life. So in this beginning of whenever it happened, God created a garden. And that garden was called Eden. He made Adam and then Eve, and they enjoyed his presence. We can sometimes imagine Adam and Eve walking with the Lord in the garden. And that image can be very beautiful to us. But then Adam and Eve fell. There was that one tree in the garden of which they were forbidden to eat. And then Eve was in the garden, looking at the tree, and the serpent talked to her and tricked her. And the serpent played on her emotions, and she fell. And then she gave the piece of the apple, or whatever fruit it was, some say a pomegranate. And she gave that to Adam, and he ate it. And they both fell. And then God called out to them, and they hid. And they hid because they were naked and they were afraid. Sounds familiar. Not only have we all heard this story, but we also live it. From the time Adam and Eve sinned, there has been this stain on our relationship with God, this distrust that we can't trust him, which in many ways is very silly because he's the one who created everything. He created the trees and the flowers and the stars that burn brightly into the night. He's the author of life, and yet we don't trust him. Trust is a very fragile thing. When you lose it a lot, when you are afraid of trusting other people because you are scared of getting hurt or being abandoned or someone will let you down or they won't catch you when you jump or whatever the reason is, you get scared and you don't think that someone or even God, the creator of all, doesn't really care about you. And that is a lie. God loves us so much, and he would have died on the cross even if it was just one of us who would have repaid his love, who would have looked at him and looked at the cross and said, I love you. I'm sorry for my sins. I'm sorry I've been talking to that dang snake that keeps hissing and coming back to me. But I want you to make me whole. Trust is the ruler that we can measure. The amount of graces we can receive if we keep going to him and saying that we will give everything we have to him. Our whole selves, all our worries, all our cares, he will provide. God provides anyway. But he also wants us to give him everything, because he gave us everything. And the reason why us trusting him does this is because he has given us free will. God is not some tyrant that wants to rule over us and lord over us, that he is the almighty creator, which he is. He is the beginning and the end of all. But he has given us free will so that we might choose him over anything else. Think of Jesus on the cross. His arms are outstretched. His head is covered in thorns that bury into his skin. His face is marred by cuts and bruises. His body has been scourged. And his beloved mother, Mary, most immaculate, standing underneath the cross, staring at him. Saint John is with her as well, and Mary Magdalene. This is the God who has come to save us, to rescue us from ourselves. Because honestly, we can't do any of the rescuing. We're not the Savior. Everything does not depend on us. Actually, nothing really depends on us, because we, for the most part, do not have any control in what happens. We can make steps to try and prevent it. We can co-create with the ultimate creator. But we cannot create on our own. It's like Saint Mother Teresa said. And to paraphrase, she would always say that I am the pencil stub. And, like, God is the one doing everything. She never denied that she didn't do great things, that she was not helping people. She never denied that. But she always gave the glory to God, the Father, the creator of all. God is the Savior. That's why we have the crucifix, to remind us that he is the Savior, and to remind us of also his sacrifice. And because we can look at that, because we can look at the crucifix, we can start to trust him. A lot of the times we believe that we have to earn love. We have to earn all these things. We have to earn good grades. We have to earn to go to college or trade school or whatever we want. Money, fame, power, whatever you want, a family. We have to earn, do this to earn someone's love in order for them to like me. But that's all a lie. When we believe that and when we tell ourselves that, those are the lies that the serpent tells us. The devil, most of all, wants us to not grow close to God. Because if we grow closer to him, we will know him more, not only in this life, but then in the next life. But it can also create a ripple effect to other people. We don't know all the effects that prayer does. We just don't. And we won't know it until we move on into the next life, into that blessed realm of the Father. But for now, we can look under the cross, we can stand underneath it and gaze up at him, and we can say truly from the bottom of our hearts that we do not have to earn your love. And that God has already loved us just because we exist. He could have chosen a million other souls to bring to life, and he chose you. He chose all of us. So that we might know him better in this life and in the next. Thank you.